It's that Umbridge woman. Who? She was at my hearing. She works for Fudge. She works for Fudge. What on earth's she doing here then? Dunno. No. No, surely not. Well, now that we are all digesting another magnificent feast, I beg a few moments of your attention for the usual start of term notices. First years ought to know that the forest in the grounds is out of bounds to students, and a few of our older students ought to know by now, too. We have had two changes in staffing this year. We are very pleased to welcome back Professor Grubbly Plank, who will be taking Care of Magical Creatures lessons. We are also delighted to introduce Professor Umbridge, our new Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. Tryouts for the House Quidditch teams will take place on the... Thank you, Headmaster, for those kind words of welcome. Well, it is lovely to be back at Hogwarts, I must say. And to see such happy little faces looking back at me. I am very much looking forward to getting to know you all, and I'm sure we'll be very good friends. The Ministry of Magic has always considered the education of young witches and wizards to be of vital importance. The rare gifts with which you were born may come to nothing if not nurtured and honed by careful instruction. The ancient skills unique to the wizarding community must be passed down through the generations, lest we lose them forever. The treasure trove of magical knowledge amassed by our ancestors must be guarded, replenished, and polished by those who have been called to the noble profession of teaching. Every headmaster and headmistress of Hogwarts has brought something new to the weighty task of governing this historic school. And that is as it should be, for without progress there will be stagnation and decay. There again, progress for progress's sake must be discouraged, for our tried and tested traditions often require no tinkering. A balance then between old and new, between permanence and change, between tradition and innovation. Because some changes will be for the better, while others will come in the fullness of time to be recognized as errors of judgment. Meanwhile, some old habits will be retained, and rightly so, whereas others, outmoded and outworn, must be abandoned. Let us move forward, then, into a new era of openness, effectiveness, and accountability, intent on preserving what ought to be preserved, perfecting what needs to be perfected, and pruning wherever we find practices that ought to be prohibited. Thank you very much, Professor Umbridge. That was most illuminating. Now, as I was saying, Quidditch tryouts will be held... Yes, it certainly was illuminating. You're not telling me you enjoyed it. That was about the dullest speech I've ever heard. And I grew up with Percy. I said illuminating, not enjoyable. It explained a lot.
Did it? Sounded like a load of waffle to me.
There was some important stuff hidden in the waffle.
Was there?
How about progress for progress's sake must be discouraged? How about pruning wherever we find practices that ought to be prohibited?
Well, what does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. It means the Ministry's interfering at Hogwarts. Ron, we're supposed to show the first years where to go.
See you later. Harry. Good holiday. Not bad. You? Yeah, it was okay. Better than Seamus's anyway. He was just telling me. Why? What happened, Seamus?
Me mam didn't want me to come back.
What?
She didn't want me to come back to Hogwarts.
But why?
Well, I suppose because of you.
What do you mean?
She, well, it's not just you. It's Dumbledore, too. She believes the Daily Prophet. She thinks I'm a liar and Dumbledore's an old fool.
Yeah,
something like that. Look, what did happen that night? You know, when... with Cedric Diggory and all. What are you asking me for? Just read the Daily Prophet like your mother. Why don't you? That'll tell you all you need to know.
Don't you have a go at my mother?
I'll have a go at anyone who calls me a liar. Don't talk to me like that. I'll talk to you how I want. If you've got a problem sharing a dormitory with me, go and ask McGonagall if you can be moved. Stop your mummy worrying. Leave my mother out of this, Potter.
What's going on?
He's having a go at my mother.
What? Harry wouldn't do that. We met your mother. We liked her.
That's before she started believing every word the stinking Daily Prophet writes about me.
Oh. Oh. Right.
You know what? He's right. I don't want to share a dormitory with him anymore. He's a madman.
That's out of order, Seamus.
Out of order, am I? You believe all the rubbish he's come out with about you-know-who, do you? You reckon he's telling the truth?
Yeah, I do.
Then you're mad too.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for you, pal, I'm also a prefect. So unless you want detention, watch your mouth.